Talking with Kelly Smith, he's the Director of Marketing and Commodities for the Farm Bureau. Now, calling in regards to the meeting you guys had, David Martin and Brent Hampe, I believe it was yesterday, on behalf of dairy farmers. Tell us a little bit about what happened at that meeting.
Well, yesterday there was a hearing held by the Missouri House Interim Committee on Emerging Issues in Agriculture, and the two main topics that were discussed were dairy and then the trichomoniasis proposed rule that is being discussed in Missouri right now. Dairy is a huge focus of this particular committee this year, and they're going to have three different hearings across the state, and yesterday was the first one. Yesterday's focus on dairy was just basically a general overview of the dairy industry in Missouri, where it's been in the past, and of course we've been losing producers and, you know, talking about that. Farm Bureau's testimony yesterday included maybe three different ideas for state programs that might help or enhance profitability for dairy farmers here in our state. One was create an apprentice program for high school and college students that have an interest in dairy farming and give them the opportunity to get practical hands-on experience working on a real dairy farm. A lot of times young folks don't realize what they might want to choose for a vocation until they experience it. And we think this will be a good way to give students a vocational experience. And there have been examples of this where students have gone on and to be in the dairy business themselves after having this apprenticeship with that. And we also think that state programs can be developed that to incentivize additional new milk production from Missouri's existing dairy herd base. We feel like that if we're going to turn the dairy industry around in Missouri, it's going to come from producers that are already here in our state, and we need to help stabilize that number and grow that number and the pounds of milk they're producing. And then we also believe they need to expand and develop markets for Missouri-produced milk.
Now, on the other topic, you were talking about trichomoniasis. Seemed to be like a pretty big deal. I was reading about how it could really affect the cow herds. Could you tell us about that?
Yes, trichomoniasis is a venereal disease that cattle get that can be very economically devastating for a cattle owner and their herd when it becomes infected, and it's been a huge deal. Our main concern, Farm Bureau's main concerns that we testified on yesterday was a neighbor notification program. When all bulls 24 months and older need to be tested when they are sold, and when one of these bulls comes up positive, the owner is currently notified of that, and we feel like that the neighbors, that the adjacent landowners to wherever that positive bull came from, should be notified as well, so that they can take steps to mitigate the possible exposure, accidental exposure to the disease. Because we all know that if cattle are crossed from each other on a fence, cows will be cows and bulls will be bulls, and they will get out. And this would help mitigate maybe the chance of an exposure, accidental exposure to the disease, and the disease spreading.
Again, that was Kelly Smith, Director of Marketing and Commodities for the Farm Bureau. I'm Josh Bruncher, KMZU News.